Okay, have you ever heard these words? Maybe you've said them. You ready? My work is not fulfilling. I don't see a real purpose in what I do. I want to do something with meaning. I feel like I'm just putting in time. Welcome to the journey as we continue to study through the book of Ecclesiastes, and we're going to spend a few days seeing what Solomon says about work. So those statements, not fulfilling, don't see a real purpose, want to do something with meaning, I'm just putting in time. Have you ever heard anyone say those statements or similar ones? Have you made them yourselves? Think about it. 40 hours a week, 260 hours a month, 2,080 hours a year, 83,000 hours in a career. Almost half of our waking hours are spent on the job. Man, do we want to spend half of our life unfulfilled? That's a big chunk of time, isn't it? So what does the wisest man have to say about work? That's what we'll consider this week. We'll start with the first chapter of Solomon's journal. Here's what he says in Ecclesiastes 1, 3 through 4. He says, "What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? Generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever." Here's his question. What does a man gain by engaging in work? What benefits come from marketing and sales and owning a business and designing processes and making sandwiches? Well, not much. Not much if you have an under-the-sun perspective. A generation works until they die, followed by the next generation that does the same thing. Solomon says it's all meaningless. It's useless unless, here's the key, we see our work from God's perspective. We have to see our work from God's perspective. Remember, you read Ecclesiastes backwards, fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. And when we work with a framework of fearing God, honoring him, loving him, respecting him, obeying him, things start to make sense. Timothy Keller has written a book called Every Good Endeavor, Connecting Your Work to God's Work. And here's what he says about a biblical view of work. This is Keller. Everyone will be forgotten. Nothing we do will make it any difference. And all good endeavors, even the best, will come to naught unless there is a God. And if the God of the Bible exists, there is a true reality beneath and behind this one. And this life is not the only life. And every good endeavor, even the simplest ones, pursued in response to God's calling, can matter forever. God has not called us just to put in time, to waste half of our lives in meaningless work. Certainly, we should pursue work that is meaningful. But work will never be meaningful unless we see it as God's calling on our life. When we follow Jesus, everything matters, and it matters forever. Father, help us see our work as a calling from you, a way to serve others and honor you. Remind us that everything we do on this earth matters. In Jesus' name, amen.